The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, let's get real about goals. But before we get started, I just want to say, hey guys, we're getting near the end of the year here, and I hope you guys are pumped. Maybe you haven't started your investing yet, but 2020 is it, and you're focused and directed and want to move. Others may be well on their way and are looking at expanding their horizons, maybe moving into multifamily, maybe acquiring more properties, maybe moving into things like mobile homes or self-storage. So whatever it is that you're doing in real estate investing and looking at as a means to hopefully boost your retirement years, I just want to encourage you. This is a good time to invest. It's a good time to be doing what we're doing. I am just stoked. I'm looking forward to the new year ahead. Just a quick tip for the day here for you. Just about real estate in general, don't be the Lone Ranger, okay? Well, what I mean about that is, you know, a lot of times we try to do real estate, kind of prefer to do it by ourselves, and I'll be the first one to admit that's what I was guilty of when I first got started. I really didn't see a need for a partner or you know, too many people involved other than myself, because that way I could kind of control things a little bit easier. It made it easier. But I just realized that more and more, as I get involved in real estate investing, I really understand it's about people, and it's more relational than anything else. That, yeah, you know, you can try to build your own portfolios and so forth without bringing in partners. And that's great if you can do it. But I think there is a strength in joining with other people. And there are always going to be areas in this line of work, if you want to call it that, where you need people. And you're going to need people, whether it's an attorney or a CPA, or maybe it's going to be a banker, or, you know, there's just a lot of areas. So I just really recommend that you would, you know, take the time to step out, meet other people, maybe connect at a local meetup, see if you can join up with a meetup locally and start making contacts. Other people to bat ideas off of and to get some feedback from. Also, people you may partner with at some point or may have an interest in supporting what you're doing. So, you know, I would really recommend it. I think Bigger Pockets is a great place to do that, to look up people that are local and set up a, you know, just a coffee just to get together with somebody and chat. But that's it. The day's tip is don't be the Lone Ranger. Now, some of you may not know who the Lone Ranger is. And if you don't, well, you're too young to be listening to this show. No, I'm just kidding. the Lone Ranger, you know, Lone Ranger and Tonto. And okay, anyway. So Let's move on to our topic here. Let's get real about goals. Now, this time of the year, I'm always talking to you guys about planning for the next year. Just a few weeks ago, I talked about putting together your 2020 strategic real estate investing plan. There'll be a link to that if you didn't listen to that episode. But I think a plan is really critical if you're really serious about being successful at real estate investing. It, to me, is a tool more than anything else, a tool that can help shape your direction and the type of work that you do, where you really zero in on the things that work and the things that don't work, and you revise and adjust and re-engineer and move forward. And hopefully over the years, you start to develop a plan and a way that generates results very effectively. You know, I think without goals, it's really difficult to get too far in this. Sometimes you may think, well, I'll just buy a house or buy a couple of houses. How much of a goal, you know, is that? Well, there's more to it than that. And I think that, you know, one of my favorite quotes comes from Proverbs 28:18. It says, without a vision, people perish. And it's true. People need to have a focus and they need to have their eyes on something to move forward and to advance and to have something to look forward to. And so, you know, it makes a lot of sense to put together a good solid plan for your real estate investing efforts, even if it just means buying one house for the year. You know, how are you going to find that house? How is it going to be in the best market? How is it going to be meet all the criteria that you want? And that takes planning and that takes effort and strategies. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Not so much the plan. We talked about that before. Now we're going to really be talking about just the setting goal part here. That's where you have to have your thoughts aligned and your priorities in place. You know, for me, it's God, family, people, integrity, honesty, ethics, morality, and those, you know, in that order there. And I think that, you know, we have to have those, you know, our foundation in place first before we move forward and start putting our plan together. Let's just talk a little bit here about, you know, just the idea of the planning and putting that together. Some of you may be thinking, well, I'm older. I don't really need the plan. I kind of know what I'm going to do. But, you know, even Warren Buffett, you know, he's the one that said, I do know that when I am 60, I should be attempting to achieve different personal goals than those which had priority at age 20. And, you know, think about it too. Warren Buffett, you know, he made 90% of his wealth after the age of 50. So he did change, and our goals do change as we get older. And that's something we got to be aware of, that we do have different goals than we did when we were, you know, a young man or young woman out there that, you know, that was just starting their careers and families and so forth. Even Colonel Sanders, Harlan David Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he started Kentucky Fried Chicken at age 65. So when you start really doesn't matter. It just, again, you know, how you use that time and hopefully use it wisely. As you know, since I started this podcast, I've had a goal of acquiring 1,000 units. And I have it all mapped out how I wanted to do that, how I wanted to tackle 1,000 units. And it's interesting how time has gone on. The market was very different when I started. So I'm still on that task and I'm still shooting for 1,000 units. But I've had to change my strategies, because the initial plan was that I would double the number of units I had each year. And at the end of 6 years, I would have that you know, the over 1,000 units. Well, and that can work. Just the mechanics of it can work. The problem is when you have a market where you don't have the kind of quality assets that you want to build that portfolio with. Now, keep in mind, I'm investing for the longer term, so I am more interested in getting those properties that I can hold on to for a long time. But also, my strategy changed too, because I was looking at kind of doing this all by myself, And now I've switched that a little bit because the market, because of the limited number of properties out there that are as good as they were. So I re-engineer, I readjust my goals, but I keep moving toward the goals. And I think that that's important. You know, you need to keep moving forward. Yeah, keep moving forward. And you'll achieve that goal in time. You know, I think right now I'm around 557 units. And that's, 2020 was sort of my goal. But, realistically, I don't know if that'll happen. I don't know if I'll pick up another 500 units before the end of 2020. But either way, it's the idea of being focused and having a benefit to this. I started moving more into syndication, and now I'm learning a lot more, a lot of different things than I was when I first started out. But I've learned a lot about other things in that process of getting to here, everything from landlording to rehab and construction and a lot of the other elements and tenants and all kinds of areas that are valuable to me. So I'm rounding out my education here, especially as I move into the syndication side as a general partner. So setting goals, let's talk about that. You know, I really want to kind of challenge you to set those goals, to really look at what it is you want to do and what you want to accomplish with your real estate investing. Now, some of you may be thinking, all I need to do is pick up an extra 500 a month or maybe even 1,000 a month. And that's not going to be a big major plan, but sometimes it can be. You got to make sure you get a property that's not going to take you away from what you want to do in terms of being a passive investor. You need to buy the right kind of property and one that's going to generate the return that you want, and a property that, or properties that when they get vacant, they can be filled quickly too. I think it's important too. Let's say you start off with a goal of, I want to reach 10,000 in monthly income from my rental properties. Okay, you don't have to have all the details right now. I'm just saying you write that down. Write down something. There'll be other goals too that you have, but let's say that's your primary one. I want to have that so that we can have the kind of retirement that we really want to, and be able to spend time with our kids, to go on family vacations and special trips and things and so forth. So make your list of what are some of those goals that you want to accomplish, and everything from what kind of home do you want? Where do you want to live? What do you want to do with your family? Maybe there's, educating your kids or grandkids, sending them to school. Maybe it's spending time traveling. There's a lot of different things that you might put in that perception. Then you come back after you make a list of all of these goals, whatever they may be, and then rank them according to to what's going to be the most important for you. The more goals you have, the easier it is to kind of sift through there and kind of look at which ones are going to really rise to the top. It's really important too that your goals be believable. Now, remember this, your goals, have to be believable for you to be able to look at it and say, I can obtain that. I can do that. That's going to be part of the focus as well. And then they have to be measurable. You cannot set up a goal, let's say, to be financially independent, that there's no way you can really measure that. You have to really set a goal for the amount of income you want per month, per year, and so forth. And you got to look 1 year, 3 years, 5, 10 years down the road. It must be something that's measurable. That way you can break it down to what I call, reducing it to the ridiculous here is just, taking it from the, so much a month. Let's say if your goal is to earn $100,000 a year in retirement, that's $8,333 per month. Well, how many doors will that require, for example, if you're doing rental properties? And that's where you have to kind of look at, and what does it take to acquire one door? What's it take, maybe to acquire multi-family property that has multiple doors, and how many of those doors do you need, in order to accomplish that goal? Also, your goals must be congruent. That's really key too, because you can, for example, set a goal to work harder, longer hours, and then you also have a goal that says, I want to spend more time with my family. Well, these aren't necessarily congruent. They kind of work against each other. So you have to really weigh them out and look at your goals in relation to each other. And then you have to work your goals. That means tackling the top priorities and moving down the line as you go through it. And as I mentioned, you've got to prioritize those goals too. So you number your goals in the order of importance. Not only is the goal important, but so is the reason behind that goal. You may want a car, but why do you want the car? Sure, you want, more money, but why do you want the money? It's that why. We've talked about this quite a bit in the past too, is what is your why? Your why is very important. We've talked about that before. As I mentioned, I've got a link, in fact, in the podcast here too, to that episode, The Importance of Knowing Your Why, to kind of take a look at what really defines your why and why it is important to the goal itself. Then you've got to review, monitor, and make adjustments. And this, I think, is one of the key elements. This is why I do this from year to year, because you can refine, you can pull the things out that aren't working. Now, there were some things that worked when I first started this, back in 2016, but they don't work anymore, at least at this time or this season or in this economy. So you look for those things that do work and you start focusing in those areas. And you're going to be doing multiple things at the same time too. You're building relationships, for example. Maybe part of your goal is to be able to meet, a new person every week or whatever it may be. And you're doing that at the same time you're maybe sending direct mail out and you're trying to find off-market opportunities. So the review, monitoring, and making adjustments and re-engineering is really key. You've got to be flexible. And that's the point of this, is that you want to create a plan that works, a plan that you keep on your desk that you would reference on a regular basis and look at, what am I supposed to do today? And what am I doing to achieve that number one goal that I'm seeking at the top of my list here? And then the goals must have a deadline as well. A goal without a deadline is really just a conversation. When beginning to set your goals, you want to set your goals in some sort of way that covers multiple aspects of your life. For myself, I have sort of the four F's, and that's financial, fitness, family, and faith. And, I have goals in each of those areas that I think it's important. I think, while we're accumulating the cash flow and we're growing our properties and so forth, you want to stay healthy too, and you want to make sure that you're in good shape, that and that you're allowing enough sleep, and you're not all toward that financial goal, and if you have those family goals set up too, you want to be able to spend time with your family and make sure that that works in with this plan as well. And then finally, for faith, I don't know, there may be many different beliefs listening to this right now, but it's those things that go deeper into who you are and what really are your top priorities in life, and setting that as a key focus point for you as you achieve these goals. So there are a number of different things, but the idea is that you're putting together something that will be a living, working document. Okay, we talked about the plan, but the goals have to be there so that you know how to design the plan to accomplish those goals. That's where you have to look at it. You go for the goal and then you work backwards, as we mentioned in the other podcast about setting up your plan, that you work backwards and you start breaking into smaller and smaller bits so that you know every day what you're going to be doing. Every day you should be working toward that goal, and you should be prioritizing your day based on those top goals. Reaching goals is not just about buying up as many rental properties as possible. It's about keeping your expenses in check while building as much passive cash flow income. It's about accounting for your family and those around you that are important to you, and it's sort of the entire just list of goals that you're working toward. You want to try to make sure that you're working toward that objective and that goal. And as you see those things accomplished, you'll you know, you'll be happy and excited, and each year you'll revise your plan and move closer and closer. And then maybe your plan is only a 5-year plan, or maybe it's only a 2-year, a 3-year plan. At the end of that time period, then you've got to where you want to be. Great. Now it's just maintaining it, and that I've talked about too, about developing an operations manual that you make sure that you're what you have established will continue operating, and hopefully being able to operate without you at some point, so that you can be free to enjoy the freedom that you've earned. So, well, that is it for today, guys. Please note everything I presented here today, and there will be some links in here too to some other shows that there will be a reference in some other materials there. All of that can be available in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Let's Get Real About Goals. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.